WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bystanders save a 3-year-old girl from a burning car, but were not able to pull out the girl's mother. Bryan police say the victims were in a car that drove off Harvey Mitchell Parkway yesterday morning near Highway 6. The 3-year-old is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was identified as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. The cause is still under investigation. For the second time this month, College Station police has made an arrest on a charge of filing a false report that brought out a large number of officers.
According to the arrest report, an officer on bicycle patrol in Northgate was sent to a convenience store to meet a man who told 911 he went inside St. Mary's Catholic Church, murdered a priest, and broke several windows. After a sergeant, two corporals, and five other officers responded and searched the church, there was no evidence of any criminal activity. 22-year-old Peter Looney of College Station spent a short time in jail before he was released on a $4,000 bond. A Bryan man stopped for speeding in College Station led to his arrest on local and federal charges. According to the arrest report from College Station police, the U.S. Marshal's Office accuses 30-year-old Hilario Delgado Jr. of violating probation following a conviction of smuggling aliens. Delgado is also accused of failing to identify himself as a fugitive and giving a false name. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Owner-occupants of single-family homes in the College Station neighborhood around College Hills Elementary School thanked the city council at its last meeting for approving more protection from the future construction of stealth dorms. The president of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association, Suzanne Dreleski, also thanked staff and the council for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in city regulations.
I think that it should worry you greatly, however, that many people who found out about this advised me as a neighborhood leader that the new UDO interpretation was an intentional plan by developers to manipulate PNC and City Council for their personal gain.
The Neighborhood Association brought the loophole to the city's attention after discovering there was a proposal to turn the land where two homes stand into 10 lots for multifamily housing. That project came to an end after one of the home sellers decided to keep their property. In correlation with Mental Health Awareness Month, NAMI Brazos Valley is hosting a fundraising luncheon to promote their community services.
It's a great way to learn about what we're doing in the community, to hear firsthand from people who have used our support or education services. And it's a way to give back to NAMI because we do depend on our donors to keep our programs running.
Director of Outreach and Development Julie Overstreet says those programs include free support groups for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. More information about the May 25th luncheon is online at namibv.org. The 2017 Traffic Safety Conference, hosted by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, is your chance to help in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at TTI, Robert Wunderlich, says there are things we can do both as agencies and individuals to be safer drivers.
3,700 people lost their lives in 2016 in Texas. It's a pretty big public health issue. We're hoping that conferences like this and the discussions that come out of them and the plan will prompt people to take action.
Details about next month's conference are online at tti.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 27th features Def Legend with guests Infinite Journey and Trio Grand. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 13th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road of Freeway. Freeway in Bryan or at TomLight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Hey, here we go. Ho, it's 6:10 on a Monday morning. We're doing the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure east of the area is going to keep our weather on the warm side. We'll be dealing with lots of sunshine and temperatures today. That probably reached about 85 to 90 degrees. It'll cloud up overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Clouds give way to partial sun tomorrow, 85 to 90 once again. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's track and field team captured the SEC Outdoor Championship men's team title over the weekend. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team dropped two of the three games in their series with Ole Miss. And in Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter is the 22nd player to have his number retired by the New York Yankees. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
First team to put numbers on their players' backs.
Oh.
It's their batting order back then.
All right.
That's why those numbers, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, and they had those little bitty numbers. See?
So did they change numbers if the lineup changed?
You know, I don't know. I guess they just kept it all season.
Oh,
I'm not sure. But that's a good question.
Interesting.
But I don't know about that. How many 22 players are going to run out of numbers, aren't they?
I know, right?
Okay. All right. We'll see. Okay. Just saying. A Montana beekeeper has recovered his hives of bees that were stolen in a California sting operation.
Nah. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
I feel like this isn't the first story we've had about stolen beehives.
Yeah, I think it happens.
It's bizarre.
Who steals bees?
Well, the deal is, I mean, once again, bees are in trouble, you know, and there's some value involved there because they've, like, we're having bee decline or something like that. And I was on the highway driving to Houston the other day, and the Weaver bee folks have got signs out on the road now. They're making bees a big deal.
Oh wow!
Well, it is. It's a business. I mean,
right?
They sell their queens and they ship them off, and you know it's kind of an interesting thing. Anyway, in the meantime, authorities in Southwest Florida say a Guatemalan man was arrested after he dialed 911 to ask for his deportation. He's calling them to make it easy.
Yeah.
Collier County Sheriff's Office, a 29-year-old Cesar Sanchez, placed the call in Naples and told the operator that he wanted to be sent back to Guatemala. In the audio recording of the conversation that was released on Friday, the man said that, well, he's not well, but clarifies it's not an emergency. All I want is to be deported. So he deputy located Mr. Sanchez and arrested him for misusing the emergency call number, which is a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
He does remain in custody, however, and is set to be arraigned at the end of this month. The arrest report said that Mr. Sanchez should be held for Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that, well, maybe he can get his wish. Just say it.
Well, you know, good for him for being honest.
Well,
you know?
And he gets free transportation back.
Good point.
And there's no telling he may be able to get back in if he wants to.
That's true.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I mean, we have prisoners who want to go back to prison. So
true.
I guess it would only...
Sneaking back in, even.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, makes sense. I'll just go back home, and if I get tired of home cooking, I can always come back to America.
Maybe it's all about that free transportation, you
well,
know?
That,
yeah,
that's
free
it.
Trip, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Good morning, meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Memorial Day sales event every weekend in May. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month. Just $219 a month. Experience the difference in a completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? Not a problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with an extra $1,500 included for college graduates? So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMW of BrazosValley.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:15, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, day 135 it is. We got 230 of them to go. It is May the 15th, the Ides of May.
Yeah.
The Ides of May.
The less popular Ides, yeah.
I think so. All right, so here we go. It's Peace Officer Memorial Day. Okay. That's good. Right. Straw Hat Day, if you got one of those. Nylon Stockings Day. This is the anniversary of when nylon stockings went on sale for the first time ever, so they do that. National Slider Day.
Ooh, all right. Those have become a thing.
Did we ever know what sliders were, what, maybe 5 years ago?
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, Crystal, or White Castle and Crystal, both of them, do those little bitty hamburgers.
Oh, okay.
But until we started calling them sliders.
Sliders, yeah. Right. They were just little mini hamburgers.
Yeah. Something clearly not invented here, National Bike to Work Week.
Yeah.
Week. No, I don't think we'd be doing that. Nah. I mean, for us to do it, it'd be okay temperature-wise, but for
yeah, but kind of scary in the dark.
Yeah, that's another good point. So let me see. In these next two, I'm not sure which I should mention first, which is more important.
Okay.
First, we'll just go with Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
All right.
Why does it get a day?
True.
Should get a whole week.
Well, and the thing is, I'm one of those people who is old enough that I was around before the slice and bake thing. And, making chocolate chip cookies is a bit of a deal.
Yeah, good point.
It takes a little bit of time, and so...
But break and bake, man.
Well, and that's the deal. Go. Exactly. I mean, now they
or
got...
Or break and eat.
Yeah, exactly. Why put that bake in there?
Exactly.
There's no reason to do that. And they try to tell us, oh, no, there's, like, salmonella possibly.
Nah, forget it.
Never hurt me before.
Right. Just let it go from there. And, of course, that works with sugar cookies, too, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so it's Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And it's the beginning of American Craft Beer Week.
All right.
So apparently a whole week to be able to celebrate that. Somehow I think that chocolate chip cookies is more impactful on America than
probably
Craft Beer Week.
Probably. Yeah.
But we might have other opportunities to celebrate chocolate chip cookies throughout the year.
I'm sure. So. I mean, it's probably one of those that'll pop up again.
Yep, we'll look forward to it. All right, and we got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Andy Murray is 30.
Oh, funny guy.
Player, yeah. Let's see here.
I'm going to just put that in there. Yeah.
Okay, hey.
Works for me.
Chelsea, I was ready.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, yeah.
Jamie Lynn Sigler. Is 36. Mm-hmm. She was on The Sopranos and Entourage.
Yeah.
David Krumholtz is 39. He was the math guy on Numbers, that show.
Oh, okay.
And he was also Bernard the Elf on the Santa Claus movies.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's, yep.
That's him.
Ray Lewis is 42.
Oh, yeah, he's a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. Ahmed Zappa is 43, son of Frank Zappa and brother of Dweezil.
And Moon Unit.
Yeah, and Moon Unit, all the weird Zappa names. Emmett Smith is 48.
Oh. Hey, and his daughter's coming to A&M.
Is that right?
Yeah, on a track scholarship, I think.
How fun is that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he won Dancing
yes,
with the Stars.
Yes, he was. He was a Dancing with the Stars champion.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
Oh, and he was in that NFL Hall of Fame thing, right?
We know him for.
Yeah, that must be it. Yeah.
That's in his myriad accomplishments there, definitely. Uh-huh. Dan Patrick, 61.
Not the lieutenant governor.
Not the lieutenant governor.
ESPN dude.
Yeah. Lee Horsley is 62. Matt Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Chaz Palminteri is 65. Was on The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, he was the police guy in The Usual Suspects.
Yeah,
he character drops the coffee cup. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Lainey Kazan, is that how you say her name?
Yeah,
she's 77. She's the lady from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mom. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Lots of other stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's how the younger folks would know her.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Madeline Albright is 80.
Not so as I believe. Our buddy Neil Bortz used to call her.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wavy Gravy.
Oh, really?
81.
Oh. Trini Lopez is 80. Gave the world Lemon Tree, if you remember that.
Okay.
Maybe you don't.
All right.
Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells dude, 64. Anna Maria Alberghetti. She was a famed soprano, as a matter of fact, 81. But none of them is important as wavy gravy.
That's right.
There you are, 619.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so liberal efforts to smear, destroy the president know no end. And now, according to the Free Beacon, it's being done on your dollars, taxpayer dollars. Now, the Beacon reports that a billboard featuring Donald Trump surrounded by Nazi swastikas in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, it was funded with taxpayer dollars. Apparently, a local artist commissioned the Trump billboard using, quote, government grant monies, including the Arizona Commission on the Arts, for artist fees. The billboard depicts an angry-looking president, Donald Trump, wearing a Russian flag pin on his lapel, and the president is shown in front of two mushroom clouds, which are in the shape of laughing clowns, and two dollar symbols that are modified from the Nazi swastika symbol. Imagine the outrage if it was a Democrat.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. Experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order 2 bottles of Texas Superfood, get the third bottle free. 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at texassuperfood.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
I was frustrated about my weight, anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Teams of technicians are working to restore hospital computer systems in Britain and check bank or transport services in other nations after a global cyber attack hit dozens of countries and crippled the UK's health system. Friday's extortion attack, which locked up computers and held users' files for ransom, is believed to be the biggest of its kind ever recorded. The ransomware appeared to exploit a vulnerability in Microsoft Windows that was reportedly identified by the NSA for its own purposes and was later leaked to the Internet. Farmers are putting aside politics and arming themselves for volatile weather that they expect will be the new normal. Intense heat waves, droughts, and floods have led to erratic yields in California, Michigan, Illinois, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and other agricultural states. Expecting that trend to continue, the Wall Street Journal says farmers, big and small, are investing in ways to preserve water in their soil, plant crops more quickly, and irrigate more efficiently. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Well, sometimes even when a stupid criminal does something exceedingly stupid, it can be a little prophetic. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So this is a pretty textbook example of eliminating the middleman. A 23-year-old guy named James Powell was driving drunk in Rosenberg, Oregon a few weeks ago when he lost control of his car and smashed into a building. That building was an alcohol and drug addiction rehab clinic. What are the odds of that? He tried to flee the scene, but the cops caught up with him and tased him. He was arrested for drunk driving, reckless endangerment, plus several other charges. But in what amounts to hopefully a little bit of good news for James Powell, he knows exactly where to go to get a little help. Let's just hope this time he actually parks the car first. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. It's 6:26 on a Monday morning. Check and weather brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Pattern of weather this week, probably going to be in the upper 80s, may hit 90 a couple of times, and low temperatures will probably be in the middle 60s to lower 70s in the evening. And chances of showers popping up in the afternoon after midweek, just simply because there'll be some humidity out there. Winds south about 5 to 10 today, gusting up to 25 or so on Tuesday and Wednesday, but we're kind of getting in a little pattern. Fortunately, that pattern doesn't show mid-90s right now. It just shows close to 90. Winds are out of the south currently. We have 96% relative humidity. Fair skies, got 64 out there.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Successful people know that getting ahead isn't just about skills. It's also about getting people to like you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
In order to advance in your career, it takes more than just skill and brains. Perhaps even more important is people have to like you.
If you are absolutely great at your job, but you're not easy to work with, it's hard to promote you, because promoting is about getting you into a position where people want to be with you.
Karen Otazo, author of the book The Truth About Managing Your Career, says a big part of being liked is what she calls the feel-good factor.
My mom met JFK and never forgot that moment, because he paid close attention to her, even though she was just somebody in a room. And he made her feel good about being with him. Your job is to make other people feel good about being with you so that they want to be with you. Talk with them and make them feel that they matter.
Above all, Karen says you're responsible to make sure your career goes the way you want it to.
It means you're responsible for thinking about your career and planning your career and getting to know yourself. There's an old family expression in my family. If three people say you're drunk, lie down. And if people say to you, oh, you're really great at these things, or oh, you're really not good at that, and after a while you say, I've heard that enough times. I get it. I'm really not good at the details, but I do great on laying out the big picture. You learn about yourself. That's number one.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A single vehicle crash in North Bryan Mother's Day morning killed the driver and hospitalized her 3-year-old daughter. Police identified the driver as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. Her daughter is at a local hospital in stable condition. Around 8:30 yesterday morning, the vehicle went off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Highway 6 exit, went down the embankment, and struck a tree. The vehicle caught fire and several motorists stopped to help and attempt to free the driver. The cause is still under investigation. Action at the last College Station City Council meeting to protect older residential neighborhoods from future construction of stealth dorms was considered as a partial victory by some. One of several homeowners around College Hills Elementary School, Nan Krause, told the council she has fought to protect her neighborhood for 33 years.
If I read one of my old letters to city staff again this evening, most of the points would still be the same. Although many of the staff have changed and many of the people who have stood here fighting for our neighborhood over the years are gone or have stopped being involved out of frustration and repeated disappointments.
A homeowner in the historic Southside neighborhood, George Dresser, blamed the Brazos Central Appraisal District for making land valuations the same as the land where income-generating stealth dorms are located.
This leads to a situation in my neighborhood where the land on a lot is about 2/10 of an acre, about 8,500 square feet. The land is appraised for $180,000, and the house is appraised for $37,600. That clearly changes the picture of how what we look at is a single-family residence.
The council and city staff were thanked for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in development regulations. A Bryan man's 34th trip to the Brazos County Jail began with being pulled over for not using a turn signal.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 59-year-old Gregory Ross led an officer on a 9-block slow-speed pursuit from MLK and Sims to his house on Preston near 20th Street. Ross told the officer he drove home because he did not want his car towed. The officer caught Ross eating a marijuana joint and was driving without a license with a prior conviction and 29 active suspensions. Another driver pulled over by Bryan police for a traffic violation was 45-year-old Melissa Martin of Bryan. According to her arrest report, she has a driving record with 37 suspensions and 19 convictions. Martin was stopped after dark because the rear taillights on her vehicle were not working. Martin went to jail for driving with an invalid license with 4 prior convictions and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Locally, NAMI Brazos Valley offers free support for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. Director of Outreach and Development Julie Overstreet says the number one issue facing mental health is the stigma.
We've come far enough that we have brain scans that prove that things like depression and anxiety are real, that they are real illnesses, that they physically affect the brain. And yet, when is the last time anybody called in sick for depression?
Overstreet says depression is a serious illness, which can ultimately lead to suicide.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death in young people under 25 years old. Even in our middle schoolers, suicide is the second leading cause of death.
NAMI BV invites you to learn more about their cause at a fundraising luncheon titled Mind Your Health, Thursday, May 25th at First United Methodist Church in Bryan. There is no charge for lunch, and guests will be treated to an inspirational program. Email RSVP at namibv.org to attend. Last year, 3,700 people died in traffic accidents in Texas. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, Robert Wunderlich, says an upturn in the economy has increased youthful employment, which has in turn put more young drivers behind the wheel.
We find that young people, and particularly young males, are overrepresented based on their percent of the population and the percent of driving they do. They're really overrepresented in crash statistics.
Wunderlich says pedestrian fatalities, which are typically an urban issue, are also on the rise.
We are seeing population growth in our urban areas. We're also seeing travel in the urban areas increase, and the combination of those two things, I think, are driving. But the percent, not only are the numbers going up, but the percentage of total fatalities that are pedestrian has been rising in the last few years, and so we're very concerned about that.
TTI is hosting a three-day traffic safety conference in June, which Wunderlich says is designed to give you the opportunity to learn about and participate in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Details are online at tti.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Memorial Day sales event every weekend in May. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month. Just $219 a month. Experience the difference in a completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? Not a problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with an extra $1,500 included for college graduates? So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMW of Brazos Valley.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? 6:39, and the weather is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Agency, number 776-1900, or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is now located well off to our east in Alabama. That means sunshine and warm weather through tomorrow. All the sun today should lead to a high of about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll start to cloud up a bit overnight, low 65 to 70. Clouds will give way to partial sun tomorrow, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M men's track and field team's SEC Outdoor Championship victory. Meanwhile, the Rangers and the Astros earned the W over the A's and the Yankees last night. And in the NBA playoffs, the Warriors took game one of the Western Conference Finals over the Spurs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I got no idea how you're a track coach, but that guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he did it at LSU. He did it here. Yeah. Well, heck, I mean, he started it at Blinn, right? I think he was
I believe so, yeah.
So, anyhow, Pat Henry, he's...
getting it done.
He is. Mm-hmm. You know, and he wins that. He goes, yeah, we got other stuff to do.
Uh-huh.
We're not done.
Oh, yeah. That's just a conference championship.
Kind of like the attitude, you mm-hmm. know, because that's about all athletically A&M's got to hang their hat on today.
And when I was working in sports media, he's also one of the nicest guys to talk to.
Yeah, well,
and, you know, I've talked to a few of his athletes, and all of them have had, you know, just great things to say about him. So,
because yeah. Track coaches just lean up against the stadium and say, you know, keep to the left and get back as fast as you can.
Run fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Run fast.
Yeah, get the right people in there, and it'll work. There's a show called Designated Survivor on some network. I don't know what it is.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's Kiefer Sutherland, mm-hmm. you know, who used to be Jack Bauer.
Yep.
And he ends up being almost the only guy left in the entire government after
right.
a bombing at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And so he has to basically build his government from scratch, which is, you know, fun for TV. But really, that's kind of what they're doing in France, because they got a new president over there.
Having been inaugurated yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron's focus turns to recruiting some lawmakers to back him up in Parliament. He currently doesn't have any, because the party he leads is new. Ahead of elections next month, it's named hundreds of candidates, more than half of them political outsiders, including a bullfighter, a military pilot, and a taekwondo black belt. There's a farmer and the sister of a victim of the Paris terror attack. The party saying it's time to return citizens to politics. Half the candidates are women, and the average age is 46, compared with 60 for the outgoing National Assembly. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, you wipe this. What if we took our Congress and they all went away and we had to start over
that's,
again?
Yeah, that's intense.
It is, because, you know, you've got your bureaucrats who mm-hmm. run these agencies. But as far as elected officials, so and there's been turmoil in France. I mean, there are a whole lot of people who are there, young people who don't have jobs. Now, Macron is much like a situation that we would have had here in that. In the countryside, he didn't have a lot of support, but in the big cities, he did, which is kind of the Democrats have support in big cities, but not so much in the suburbs or the smaller areas.
Right.
That's the case as far as France is concerned. And Le Pen, of course, was his opponent. But that was neat because it was kind of two rookies. Le Pen had kind of been in the arena, but she hadn't held a significant office. This guy was an investment banker, and now he's the president. So, I mean, we've had weird stuff happen in our elections, but it happens in other places too.
Definitely,
oh, yeah.
That's,
but I didn't realize until I saw this morning going, hey, that's pretty cool.
When he was going through the list of all the different types of people, like a black belt and,
yeah.
and like taekwondo and stuff, I was just expecting to hear a movie star and the professor and
well,
Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne, that's right, here on Gilligan's Island. So Kara McCullough was crowned as Miss USA 2017 last night in Las Vegas. She represents the District of Columbia and as a day job, get this, works as a scientist for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Oh, nice. Wow. So yeah. she's not going to end up on YouTube with a dummy answer.
I don't think yeah. so. I don't think so.
Okay.
So she was asked at one point last night about health care in America. So this is the Miss USA talking about that.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I am granted health care. And I see firsthand that for one, to have health care, you need to have jobs. So therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we're given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs to all the American citizens worldwide.
And getting reaction from the crowd.
Yeah, got a little cheering and whooping going on.
So there. Got that happening.
There you go.
John Cornyn's name is being circulated as a possible replacement for the head of the FBI. I mean, he was a former attorney general in Texas, former chief justice of the Supreme Court in Texas, but I don't know that that necessarily qualifies him to be head of the FBI.
Yeah.
I kind of like to have somebody who's been like a cop on the street type thing.
Right.
Or like an FBI agent,
yeah,
perhaps?
Or an FBI agent. You might be able to do that. So, We'll see how all that works out. Now, speaking of FBI directors, the guy who's out. Oh, by the way, if Cornyn happened to get it, and he might not. He's got some buddies in the Senate, but he might not. If he did, then Greg Abbott would be able to put somebody in there temporarily. He would place someone, appoint them there, and then we'd have to have a special election. But we're a long way from that happening.
Yeah.
In the meantime, James Comey. The former FBI director said he's willing to talk to Congress, but he wants the testimony to be public. He has already declined an invitation to speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. If he testifies, Comey is likely to face questions from the committee about both the Russia probe and the removal from office.
What does he do from here? You know, where does he go?
Well, he's fabulously wealthy.
Okay. Oh, so he doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He's fine. Yeah,
he's got plenty of bucks. I find it interesting that the Democrats are gnashing their teeth over how horribly he was mistreated by the Trump administration.
Mm.
Well, consider, had Hillary Clinton been elected president, her first order of business would have been to run his butt out of
town. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So if you
he
will,
wouldn't even lasted this
oh,
long.
Yeah,
that's
just
right.
2 weeks ago they were saying he was the main reason that Hillary lost.
Yeah, so he gets
so terrible.
He gets an extra 110 days there. So that's that. Politico and The Hill also saying, along with several other media outlets, that President Trump considering a major shakeup in his senior White House staff. Among those on the chopping block would be Sean Spicer, the White House spokesperson, Rince Priebus, who is the chief, his chief of staff, and also advisor Steve Bannon. They could all be gone. Six West Wing officials told the New York Times that the president is considering the shakeup. Spicer likely the first to go. Rumored replacement? Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox.
Oh. Hmm.
That's the five, you know. She's the one who sits way over on the left. She's an attorney, former mm-hmm. attorney. Well, she is an attorney. She doesn't practice now. Was married to Gavin Newsom, who's the mayor of San Francisco, was a mayor of San Francisco. So she's got, you know, some background. Do we need one more celebrity in the
right.
White House?
Yeah.
We'll see how all that would work out. Jason Chaffetz, speaking of, he's the Utah Republican congressman who surprised folks about 3 or 4 weeks ago by saying he's going to step aside and do it right away, telling House Republicans he's planning to take a role at Fox News. Reportedly will have what's called a substantial role on the air at the network, and it could start as soon as July.
Huh, so celebrities going into politics and politicians going into entertainment.
What do you know? Huh. It's all going to mix together. And The Rock's going to run for president. I'm just telling you. Yeah, he'll do that. And Paul Ryan yesterday told John Castamedes, who's a radio talk show guy in New York, that Congress is likely to pass a major overhaul of the tax code by the end of the year.
Okay.
Said, I don't want to put an artificial deadline on it, but pretty good chance that we're going to do that. And Calista Gingrich, if you've ever seen her, she's got that hair that looks like it won't move.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
The, okay, mm-hmm. wife of former White House, or rather House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Newt, yep.
And apparently going to be named the new ambassador to the Vatican, which is probably a pretty good gig. And so a Trump official told CNN that the administration has decided on now, why are they telling CNN? What's that about?
Fake
I thought
news.
CNN was fake news. How does
CNN
that happen?
CNN is the enemy.
Yeah, so anyway, but told them that once they get through the government Office of Government Ethics, that everything will be fine, and they'll nominate her, and we'll go from there. So All right, that's all we got going on. 6:49 right now.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 27th features Def Legend with guests Infinite Journey and Trio Grand. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 13th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 20th, it's Beef Industry Outlook. The beef industry is strong, but the challenges have never been greater. If you raise cattle, don't miss this State of the Beef Industry this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If they were given the choice, most people would probably choose the fastest possible growth from their shade trees. Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone that rate of tree development is highly dependent on the amount and frequency of waterings. That's what we're going to talk about in our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care is perfect for controlling insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. There's no spraying. You just mix it in a watering can and pour it at the base of the plant. Three systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews. 9-14-9 for strong root shoots and blooms. Insect control of aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leaf hoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and white flies. And disease control for up to 6 weeks of black spot powdery mildew, rust, and southern blight. 6 weeks of protection against the major problems of roses, hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced. All-in-one rose and flower care. Watering shade trees is not a precise science. In fact, it's hard to determine how much water any particular tree will use in a certain time period. What we do know, however, is that large shade trees can take up as much as 50 to 100 gallons of water daily during the hottest part of the summer. While they do have large tap roots that plunge deep into underground water reserves, we still need to make frequent and deep soakings for the surface roots as well. If you have a sprinkler system and if you're watering to keep your grass in a vigorous and good and healthy condition, your shade trees probably will compete quite well. If you're watering with a hose-end sprinkler, however, you'll probably want to do some special irrigating around the trees. You need to be familiar with the term drip line. That's the portion of the soil surface that falls just below the outer canopy. If the sun were directly overhead, the drip line would be where the outer shadow fell on the ground. Most of any tree's really active feeder roots will fall near the drip line, so that's the place where you need to concentrate your thorough soakings. There are several good manual ways you can water large trees. Root watering rods work okay as long as you don't insert them more than a few inches into the ground. People who stick them down 18 inches into the soil really are wasting most of that water. You can also make a short length of a drip irrigation line. Install the emitters 12 to 18 inches apart in the length of the hose. Coil the hose around the drip line of your tree and let it run slowly for several hours. You could use an old-fashioned soaker hose in the same manner. One of the surest symptoms of a shade tree that isn't getting enough water in the summer will be for it to shed many of its leaves once the really hot weather arrives. Large-leafed and fast-growing trees are notorious for this, most especially fruitless mulberries and silver maples, cottonwoods, catalpas, and others. If those species get just a little bit too dry, you can count on their dropping a bunch of leaves just a few weeks later. And you know what? Even if you're watering them properly, as deeply as possible, they're still going to shed a lot of leaves. That's a lot of surface area for them to maintain. So if the yellowing that you're seeing is older internal leaves, that is not iron deficiency. Iron won't solve it. Water would. Cooler temperatures would as well. I think I agree with the shade trees. Your trees do depend on you for regular waterings, and because trees represent such a long-term investment, that water is well spent. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about responsible pest control in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:54. Well, the Texas A&M men's track and field team captured the SEC Outdoor Championship men's title, accumulating most of the team's points on the third and final day of the conference meet at the University of South Carolina campus. Victories for the Aggie men on the final day included Fred Curley in the 400-meter, Devin Dixon in the 800-meter, and Audie Wyatt in the pole vault and 4x400 relay. In winning its second SEC Outdoor team title since joining the conference 5 years ago, the Maroon and White produced their second highest total of points in the process. Meanwhile, after a 12-5 victory on Friday and a 6-4 loss on Saturday, the number 19 A&M baseball team dropped the rubber match of their series at Ole Miss Sunday, falling to the Rebels 6-3 at Swayze Field. The Aggies return to action tomorrow as the Maroon and White host the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M men's tennis, the 12th-seeded team swept number 24 Oregon on Saturday at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. The Aggies advanced to the round of 16 for the 15th time in program history and 6th time in the past 9 seasons. Meanwhile, the 20th-ranked women's team clinched the victory over number 16 Baylor in the second round of the NCAA championship yesterday. The Aggies, who are making their 18th consecutive and 23rd overall appearance in the NCAA tournament, will be meeting Florida for the first time in an NCAA championship match on Friday in Athens, Georgia. In Major League Baseball, George Springer led off with a drive run into Monument Park, and Alex Bregman capped a 6-run first inning with a grand slam that propelled the Houston Astros to a 10-7 win over the New York Yankees last night in a doubleheader split. Here's Bregman.
You just got to come to the ballpark every day, be the same guy, go out there, compete, and have some fun, too, because you're playing the best game in the world.
The Astros start a fresh 3-game series with the Marlins beginning tonight in Miami at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Nomar Mazara had the go-ahead hit for the second game in a row, and the Texas Rangers extended their winning streak to a majors best 6 in a row with a 6-4 win over Oakland yesterday. Here's Skip Jeff Banister on the win.
We knew that this offense would get going at some point. I think the hitting coaches have done a tremendous job with these guys staying with that mindset, you know, really pounding home. These guys, they're good hitters. They're going to be good hitters.
Mazara hit a tie-breaking RBI single with 2 outs in the 7th, right after Elvis Andrews' RBI double, both off reliever Ryan Madsen. The Rangers hope to keep the momentum going as they begin a 3-game series with the Phillies in Arlington tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that action over on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter has become the second player to have his number retired by the New York Yankees, who held the ceremony before last night's game against Houston. Wearing number 2, Jeter captained the Yankees during much of a 20-year career that ended in 2014 and included 5 World Series titles and a team record 3,465 hits. The Yankees also unveiled a plaque in his honor that will be placed in Monument Park behind center field. In the NBA, Steph Curry scored 40 points and hit a tying 3-pointer, and the Golden State Warriors rallied from way down after Kawhi Leonard was lost to an ankle injury to beat the San Antonio Spurs 113-111 yesterday in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Draymond Green gave Golden State the lead for good on a 3-point play. The Spurs look to bounce back in Game 2 tomorrow in Oakland. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. And ESPN reporter Shelley Smith says she's doing well and underwent tests at an East Bay hospital last night for stroke symptoms after a scare in the Golden State locker room following the Warriors' victory. Smith, a regular at Golden State playoff games and practices in recent seasons, shared a photo of herself smiling via social media, saying she was good and thanking fans for their concern. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
You know, Brad, I really appreciate all that sports garbage you had there, but let's talk about what's really important here.
All right.
Tom Brady will be on the cover of John Madden's NFL 18 game.
Oh. The oldest player to grace
Look
the
at
cover.
Her. She's on top of this or what, huh? He's going to be, he'll be 40 in August, which mm-hmm. is pretty amazing.
Right.
He did pick up his fifth Super Bowl ring, which I guess might have something to do with
sure.
it. But
yeah.
There you go. Tom Brady is going to be the star on Madden's NFL cover this year. All right, look for a high temperature today, actually all week long. Pretty close to 90 degrees. Lows will probably be in the lower 70s, right out 64. WTAW College Station, Brian, at 7 o'clock.